Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time.
Good to hear Garage Noise Band preserve its element, despite polishing up their sound a bit, though. That could be in part from a move of a solo act to a quartet. So from last year's Only in Dreams album, that was the Dum Dum Girls with Bedroom Eyes. The main Dum Dum Girl there is Dee Dee Penny. Just goes by her first name, and she's married to Brandon Welches from the band The Crocodiles. And both the Dum Dum Girls and Crocodiles collaborated on a Christmas single released last Christmas. And since we are actually exactly 6 months away from the future Christmas, I guess I might as well get that song ready for that. For those of us who plan playlists, 26 weeks into the future. course, that's how we're going to begin this episode of Exploded Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Suddenly Sorta Summary, little community radio station, CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be mourning the loss of 88.5 Shaw Cable until 9 p.m. It's too bad. You can't get your radio over the TV anymore. Unless, I guess you have like UHF on some weird frequency. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. Maybe the blinking light works. Maybe I'll see it. Who knows? You can always email me, though. RadioFreeGak@gmail.com. Later on in the show, we'll take a listen to some of the music from the latest Wes Anderson flick, as stated during Sore Throats, Clapping Hands, and his Moonrise Kingdom, which, as I said, I might say Moonshine Kingdom for some backwards reason. Otherwise, it'll be the usual weird mix of sounds tied together with some vibraphone here. Behind me, this is the work of vibraphonist Bill Lesage and drummer-arranger Tony Kingsley, and this is off the 1971 KPM album Vibraphone Jazz Quartet, featuring light, small group contemporary moods featuring vibraphone. This number is called Consumer Goods. And the entire B-side to this album feels like a corporate sales pitch based on all its titles, which we'll hear during the rest of the show mixed in with more expected numbers. Up first, though, is Zeus, the Toronto band that backs Jason Collette. They just finished their cross-Canada tour, and they have some dates in the States this July. So from this year's Bustin' Visions through the Arts and Crafts label, this is Zeus with Anything You Want, Dear, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Yeah. DD Vancouver International Jazz Festival and CITR present The Sway Machinery on June 27th at the venue. The Sway Machinery mixes sacred melodies with blues, Afrobeat, and sweaty horn funk to make a true melting pot of a band. Tickets and more info can be found at fanjazzfest.ca.
Their cover of one of the great songs off the Post Fleet Foxes project by Jay Tillman. He calls his group now Father John Misty. We just heard Los Angeles' Toshaki Miyake with Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. And Toshaki Miyake are a duo girls with a predilection for a Jesus and Mary Chain type fuzz. Otherwise, there's a great well of mystery as to who they are. Meanwhile, the original Father John Misty version of the song appears on his Fear Fun album. The video features Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Recreation on a serious downer. And the entire album was written as Tillman was heading down the West Coast along the highways there with a van full of mushrooms and aspirations to write a novel. Behind me, ever so faintly, this is more Bill Lesage and Tony Kinsey here. This is Air for Vibraphone. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Time to head to the year 1968. For this next kind of peppy yet bummer of a set. And Lee Hazlewood and Nancy Sinatra, quite the dynamic recording pair, normally with Lee being the singer-songwriter for Old Blue Eyes' Daughter. We know Sinatra's singles that he wrote, These Boots Were Made for Walking and Sugartown. And they also duetted together for Summer Wine and Some Velvet Morning, one of their best tracks there. So from their album, Nancy and Lee, this is the last track here. I've been down so long, it looks like up to me.
And never looks around. He bums what he can get in any town. He's grown content to live on charity.
I've been down so long, it looks like up to me.
Excuses when I read his name on the side of some old dirty train. It conjures up a taste of fantasy.
I've been down so long, looks like up to me. I've been down so long, it looks like up to me.
Well, I pushed him off the ladder of success.
That's true. But down here on the bottom, I get rest.
He saves his thoughts to buy a memory.
I've been down so long, it looks like up to me. Oh.
I put my finger in his mind's eye, and I've given him a reason now to cry. I put his song of life in the wrong key.
I've been down so long, it looks like up to me.
Yeah, he's been down so long, it looks like up to Lee. Poor Lee. I wish you'd come up here, Lee. You're breaking my heart down here.
I wish you'd tell this story to everybody.
Listen to him crying down there.
You keep secrets.
Poor Lee.
You've hurt me.
I'm sorry.
I'll never forget it. I'm a poor sport.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Just listen to the power of that voice there. And realize that she was only 14 years old when she recorded that. That was Betty Wright with Circle of Heartache, and that's off her 1968 album, My First Time Around. Wright came out of the Miami R&B scene and became best known for her 70s hit Cleanup Woman, and Tonight is the Night. And Wright is still active in music. Over the past 10 years, she's been writing, arranging, producing, and singing backup for artists such as Joss Stone, Kelly Clarkson, and Lil Wayne. And her most recent album features some of those artists, along with The Roots backing her up there, and Betty Wright, the movie, the album. Of course, in the midst of my researching it, I found out she actually wrote a song called Secretary in 1974, sampled by RJD2 in Ghost Rider, something I should play at some point. I played Ghost Rider in the past, but I should definitely pick up that Secretary song at some point. Anyways, we have more Bill Lesage here, and Tony Kinsey in the background. This is Day by Day. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can listen to us live at CITR.ca. And if you missed this show, past shows, any other show you want to catch up on, just click on the schedule. We have podcasts available for all everyone who can log on to the server and punch things up. Up now will be Sunny and the Sunsets, and they have a new album due this week called Longtime Companion. It's going to be their first on polyvinyl, and it features a bit of a stronger alt-country vibe than we're used to. Still has their San Francisco sort of garage roots, and they're starting a proper tour next month. And amongst their West Coast dates, I see August 1st, they're going to play the Waldorf Hotel here in Vancouver. So from Longtime Companion, this is Sunny in the Sunsets with I See the Void.
I see the I was digging a hole in my backyard. I was bunkering down for the war. I wanna go outside, see the stars realign. Where were you when Y2K came and took your innocence away? I used to have a lot of fun, and now I think I'll just go buy a gun.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Army, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Set started off with Sunny and the Sunsets, a new song called I See the Void off of Longtime Companion, which comes out tomorrow. Then we just heard Under 1 Minute there, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. That's off 1991's Dim Lights, Chill the Ham. And we just heard Ben Hur getting picked off in a gazebo. The surviving members of Shadowy Men had recruited Dallas Good of the Sadies to fill in for the deceased Reed Diamond for a couple reunion shows. Those of you who went to Sled Island and then likely got stranded in Revelstoke there based on all the flooding and mudslides that are happening. You saw the Shadowy Men tear up Calgary's number one Legion there on Wednesday night. And again, Toronto, July 14th at Lee's Palace, celebrating a birthday of sorts, but a reunion. And yes, the Shadowy Men album re-releases through Lethbridge label Mammoth Cave. It starts off in July. There are 2,000 copies of vinyl of the re-release of Savvy Showstoppers. the first one that compiles a whole bunch of singles. Dim Lights, Chill the Ham should be out later in the summer. And one thing I'm definitely curious about is what happens for all their non-album tracks. Will they get re-released? Who knows? Then from Louisiana, we heard the Jones Bird with a song off of their self-titled demo last year, which continues with a vague theme that Exploding Head Movies has had with songs with this year in the title. So, of course, that was 2012. And why are we doing this? Because I'm guessing there aren't going to be too many songs about 2013. And according to broken Mayan calendars where rock faces fall off and calendars turns out to be missing certain years, I'm not sure how many songs in 2013 there could be either. Let me close that set off with Montreal's No Joy, and that's off their latest EP, Negaverse. And we heard Junior. And they're formed by the duo of Jasmine White Glues and Laura Lloyd. And No Joy had an album released in 2010 through Mexican Summer called Ghost Blonde. As a result of that release, No Joy were asked to open for Best Coast, whilst both modes were in breakout mode. No Joy is going to be at the Media Club July 7th. For those of you who can't make it to the Japan Droid show at the Biltmore Cabaret. And in the background, off of Vibraphone Jazz Quartet, this is Moore, Lesage, and Kinsey with Market Research. So I'm Gak, you're listening to CITR here. The show is Exploding Head Movies. I'm with you for another 55 minutes here. And we're going to get a little bit harder, if only for a wee while. Kingston, Ontario's P.S. I Love You released their sophomore album Death Dreams last month through Paperbag. Take its name from the visions that vocalist Paul Saulnier had during Night amidst all the touring that they did for their previous album. So from Death Dreams, this is P.S. I Love You with Sentimental Dishes.
Keep it. This place and this knife. GOSA. The Global Outreach Students Association offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Somewhere in the world, there is a death metal vibraphonist. One day we will find him. That was the title track to the 2010 album Wilderness Heart by Vancouver's own Black Mountain. And the quintet actually repurposed many of the tracks off that shark-infested album, along with the rest of their discography, onto this year's Year Zero soundtrack. A post-apocalyptic surf film, not the part of Trent Reznor's proposed HBO series. Year Zero, more profiles Amber Weber on vocals, as we just heard. So the boys in the band that we normally hear on some of the other tracks, not so much on Year Zero, but you can always just dive deep into their discography. And, which Bill Lesage and Tony Kinsey track is behind me here? This is Light Manufacturing, suggesting something used for a factory training video, as we demonstrate the purpose of this robot here as it welds the sides onto cars. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, a place we like to call Vancouver from time to time. And Gardens and Villa. Sounds like a upper-class magazine on landscaping, but it's the name of this next act from Santa Barbara, California. They played the Waldorf last month for their highly comprehensive West Coast tour, which wrapped up earlier this month, but after a festival appearance in Minnesota this week, they got a few festival dates in California, too. So from last year's self-titled album, this is Gardens and Villa with Space Time. And we'll follow that up with another track that has time in the title.
June 29th between noon and 7 p.m. Well, come on down to CITR radio station for the first summer studio sessions, where nine bands will perform live from the station lounge. Bands including Sons of Rambo, Tanya Aganaba, Michael Fraser, Facts, Bleeding Hearts Village, Young Mums, Corpo, and Dominic Frico. Friday, June 29th. Live from the CITR Lounge. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Morless Sage and Kinsey continue behind me. This is Douglas Dilemma. Meanwhile, we just heard Brooklyn's Dive with Some Time, originally off a single last year, but it's one of the tracks included on their new release, Ocean, spelled O-S-H-I-N, out tomorrow through Captured Tracks. And dive used to just to be simply known as the verb dive, as you would into water if it was a hot day, if the city would ever see something approaching summer, if you were doing it outside. Ending that now. And originally, Dive took their name from a Nirvana song, but upon exiting the bedroom from which they record, they discovered there was an old Belgian industrial act with the same name, though with different inspiration. So they actually renamed themselves to Dive, spelled D-I-I-V, almost like Roman numerals for a number that doesn't exist. So, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You won't listen to the Shaw Cable reference anymore because Friday that thing was turned off and hopefully everybody's internet's faster. I won't say anything else. Up now, I've played some music from this next act, this hazy Austin band in the past. They've been quiet so far this year, but from last year's For Elva album, this is Sleepover, spelt sometimes with an infinity sign between sleep and over. And this is Romantic Streams here on Exploding Head Movies. attending to a couple things off mic here. And from Brooklyn, specifically in Williamsburg, and known to the New York's finest as Billy Berg, that was Sensual Harassment, and that was Fever. It was included on their 2010 EP Alpha Draconis, which you can download for free from their website, or you can pay for it through Bandcamp. Take your pick. They have a debut album lined up for release this summer. They're still deciding on a name, and right now they are itching for tour dates. In the background, this is going to be the final selection released this week from Vibraphone Jazz Quartet. So this is Bill Lesage and Tony Kinsey with Vibes in Waltz Time. Just count that 3-4 time there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And up next, Eric San. He's approaching 40 years of age, and as a proud father, he's been listening to a lot of music and practicing his turntablism with headphones on. So that inspired San's latest project as Kid Koala. He's got another graphic novel out called Space Cadet, and he's got a tour involving beanbag chairs and headphones for each listener. So check out the performance works at 1218 Cartwright on Granville Island as part of Coastal Jazz Fest. So June 27th and June 28th. Times are 7:15 both nights, and on the 27th, it is 9:45. So we're going to go back to 2003's Some of My Best Friends Are DJs. This is Kid Koala with more dance music.
Everyone loves koalas. They're cute, they're furry, and they're remarkably like the little teddy bears that we all knew as kids. So I was totally unprepared for the ferocious sounds that these marsupials are capable of making. They live in eucalyptus trees, they eat only certain kinds of eucalyptus leaves, and they are jealously territorial. There's a female in the enclosure with this male, and that's why he's telling all the other males to stay away.
You don't want it.
Now, if you'll pick up the cover of this record and follow the information on its reverse side, I'll tell you how you can win a beautiful record library. Incidentally, any one of these records will provide wonderful background music for counting money by.
also yours. Yours.
Wonders of hitting the wrong buttons. Bear with me 1 second here as we bring that back up. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Exploding Head Movies, where we occasionally figure out things. Again, we went back to 2007's Person Pitch, and that's Panda Bear with Ponytail. All the sounds you need. Panda Bear's latest album was last year's Tomboy. Features more guitar and a drum sound, but more importantly in the news that way, Panda Bear's main group, Animal Collective, are prepping a follow-up album to 2009's Monstrous Merryweather Post Pavilion. Due September, it's going to be Centipede's Hurts. The name of the title, and they're going to be playing the Malkin Bowl, Stanley Park, Wednesday, September 19th. Behind me here, this is Alexander Desplat with Bogus Bunsen Bean from the Fantastic Mr. Fox soundtrack. And Desplat plays on Wes Anderson's latest film, which we'll hear after these important announcements here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This month in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band in our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorded calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discord, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
From 1962, so 50 years ago, that was French singer Françoise Hardy, Le Temps de l'Amour, which is one of the wonderful, almost stereotypical songs to be found on the soundtrack to the Moonrise Kingdom. It actually appears on the trailer as well, too. And it is the latest Wes Anderson film that's out in the theaters and the rest of Exploding Head movies. We're going to look at that soundtrack. Moonrise Kingdom tells a tale about two misfit kids, one a scouting orphan, the other a vacationing girl who ran away from their authority fingers one night in a secluded section of a New England island. Set in 1965, Moonrise Kingdom deals with blossoming love, and then the parents and other adults that hunt them down and how sort of not happy they are. As with all of Wes Anderson's films, music's a big focus amongst the oddball characters and manufactured set design. Not manufactured, manicured. Well laid out. And the absolute attention to detail. In the background, this is the English Chamber Orchestra performing Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony. subtitled, at least this second movement here, is Playful Pizzicato. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Britain later in the profile, but let's listen to a couple tunes outside of the score that do appear in the film, starting off with the percussionist Peter Jarvis. You may see at least once on Boardwalk Empire. And he's working here with music composed by longtime Anderson collaborator and that man behind Devo, Mark Mothersbaugh. Here's Jarvis along with his drum corps with Camp Ivanhoe, Cadence Melody here on CITR Vancouver.
Yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. That poor old wooden head. Elijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
C'est bon, on peut y aller? Attendez, attendez. Soufflez. Respirez. On y va.
We just heard one of the three Hank Williams songs appearing on Moonrise Kingdom. That was Kalijah. Williams was back there by the Driftin' Cowboys, and that song originally came out in 1953, just a couple months after Williams died. Amazing to think that the B-side to that single is the classic Your Cheatin' Heart, but that could account for why that song was top of the country charts there for about 14 weeks. And behind me, this is Alexander Rubner, taking care of one of Franz Schubert's lieder. This is An die Musik. And these all appear on the Moonrise Kingdom soundtrack. And this is the second time that Alexander Desplat has worked with Wes Anderson. Before this profile started, we heard one cue that they did together. That's off 2009's The Fantastic Mr. Fox, for which the score was nominated for an Oscar. And Desplat found inspiration with Benjamin Britten, the British composer best known for The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, an educational musical piece that also appears on the Moonrise Kingdom soundtrack, featuring conducting by, I believe it's Leonard Bernstein, as a kid, sort of explains how the orchestra works. So let's listen to a couple of Desplat's cues here. We're going to start off with The Heroic Weather Conditions of the Universe, Part 1. Then we'll go through Part 4 through 6, as time permits here on Exploding Head Movies. Sadly, I'm going to have to talk over parts 4 through 6 here, thunder, lightning, and rain here. So this is Alexander Desplat with the heroic weather conditions in the universe. We skip parts 2 and 3, and part 7 actually alludes to Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, whereby one of the actors actually introduces the ukulele, the banjo, the harp, all the appropriate parts that lead in for Desplat's score to the Moonrise Kingdom. And that is available now through ABCO, and of course it is still in the theaters, so if you're a big Wes Anderson fan, it's worth checking out. Seems like a bit of a return to form in some ways, but he sort of maintained that youthful vibe that Fantastic Mr. Fox has given him. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies for this June 25th, 2012. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show, and he will guide you to midnight, at which point our broadcast day closes, because Canada Post Rock... Actually, I did see him here. Is he back? Maybe. Who knows? At the very least, you always stay tuned at midnight to figure out what actually is going on here, but at the very least, we pick things up at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning with Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. You also go to iTunes, search for Exploding Head Movies there. You can search Facebook, it's there. Twitter, I'm just known as 100 Air. And then, as always, there's email, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next Monday is the statutory day observed for this country's 145th birthday. So we're going to take a look at the Canadian composer Michael Brook and his score for the recent baseball film Sugar. Otherwise, we're going to close off with that Québécois Lee Gagnon with a track off his 1976 album Vive le Canadien. And this is going to be Un Canadien Errant. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Summer may find actually be upon us. Although, who knows, it's probably going to get rain and cold later. Them's the breaks, I guess. We can always be out east. Hot and sticky. Muggy and smoggy. I guess sometimes that's our only choices, so take care.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.